I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your own program, Muslim Lady. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here we have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister. And
alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Well, women have got too much of things to take care of. One of those very dear things are their bodies. And then since there is media, and then since there is a propaganda working so hard for women to get into some unwanted, unnecessary stories, then there comes too much of problem in the way of this loving that women have toward their bodies. The thing is that for a special time, for a special period of time, as in for 50 years, they try to advertise upon the very fact that skinny woman, this is the criteria, so go for it. And then all the women, since they want to be the best of all in this world, they would go for it. Then after a special time, they come and say, curly hair is the most beautiful hair ever. All the women then go for the curly hair. And then again, you know, that works like a circle. Whatever the propaganda, the people who are working behind the curtains would decide for me what is beautiful and what is the criteria. What you should put on the pedestal as your model and what you shouldn't. As in, for example, if a woman is a fat woman or a little bit of a chubby girl, then she would feel like depressed because in a competition, she feels herself like she's entering a competition that has got no good end for her. You know what I mean? So this is a problem that right now we as ladies are suffering from in society.
The trend of body perfectionism or body idealism has had a detrimental impact on women, leading her to body dissatisfaction, severe kind of dieting.
Even hate herself.
Even the development of eating disorders such as bulimia. You know, one of the major factors, as you already mentioned, that contributes to this phenomenon is the media. Women are
media.
Bombarded with unrealistic, I would repeat, unrealistic beauty mm-hmm. standards are portrayed by the media because they often portray a narrow definition of what is beauty. These images and these messages have created an environment where women feel pressured to conform to these standards, leading to a deep-seated dislike for their own bodies. You know, I just had was looking at a post of my friend yesterday. She is a little chubby, and she's a mother now, and maybe she's much more chubby. But she had written a very beautiful post. She had written that unlike other women to go for body image and, you know, body perfectionism and body idealism, I look at the mirror and I'm proud of seeing a mom who has given birth to a baby and is much more ahead than those women who are
looking for me. The worth within.
Right. So I see this mom and I am proud because she wakes up at night. She takes care of her children. She takes care of everyone around.
And exactly.
She experiences that motherhood. I'm proud to see her in the mirror as a chubby woman and, you know, not having that ideal body that the media is portraying.
You know what, sister? Let's get something straight from the very beginning. There is something, a truth. I'm a woman and I care for my body. It's so dear for me. Okay?
At the same time, it's very important to understand that Islam is not against it.
Exactly.
It's not against it. Like we have a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he likes beauty, but not a narrow definition of beauty.
Exactly, not a narrow one. Like as in, it's important to be in shape, but it's not important for everyone to be skinny.
It's not, I would say, obligatory.
Yeah, it's not an obligation. It's a choice, you know. This is your body. And you try to be the same as you would like yourself to be, not the same as what society wants you to be, not the same as the perfect picture the men of your society want you to be.
Right. Because this relentless pursuit of a perfect body, it leads women to adopt so many severe, you know, diet regimes.
Exactly, yeah.
And they manage to
go
to extreme
dieting. She would hurt herself.
Exactly. They manage to go for extreme dieting. They restrict their food intake. And they, you know, take themselves to dangerous levels.
Without going for a break, you know. They do that even without going for a break. But right now, we have to go for a short break. So don't go anywhere. Body is so dear to a woman. She takes care of it, but it's not all that she has. She has a heart and she has a brain. The way she thinks and the way she improves herself are more beautiful than what she looks like. So the heart of a lady is much more important than the body of a lady. Yes, you're still listening to Muslim Lady. This is IRB English Radio. I'm Asma, and Sister Zainab is telling us about this body image and this perfectionism that we have toward our bodies.
Right. So we're talking about this pursuit of perfect body.
Never-ending pursuit, let's say.
Yeah. That has actually led women towards the severe depression because they have to go for extreme dieting. They have to restrict what they are eating.
Exactly.
They have to,
and the question is, you know, the question is, who are these people to decide what picture is the perfect picture for a woman to look like?
Seriously, and this obsessive focus on weight and appearance has got so many severe consequences for her both physical and mental well-being.
Exactly.
Again, as we say, if she educated herself on that note, she would do the contrary, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about the consequences of not having dinner, you know, eat dinner even if it's a handful of dates, because leaving it makes a person old. Now you never know, you're skipping dinner to look younger.
Exactly.
But our narrations say that
you're destroying yourself.
You're actually
youth.
Making yourself get older earlier.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that too, because of that additional mental pressure that you
exactly.
have. I have to have a perfect, you know, look, a perfect body and all that. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam, about when the he was asked, what was the time? He even tells us the time. When would the prophets have dinner? Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the prophets would eat dinner after the darkness of night would, you know, kind of start.
Exactly.
And don't skip this time, because it will destroy your body again. Mm-hmm. So we are actually told how to keep that perfect body by not skipping what you're eating, by giving that perfect timetable.
Exactly.
When to eat, what to eat, how to eat. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, do not skip eating dinner. Even if it's 3 bites of bread with salt, whoever leaves dinner, a vein in his body dies that will never come back to life.
Yeah.
If we know about these consequences.
Guys, this is so important. As ladies, you have to keep this in mind.
Seriously, if we knew about these devastating consequences, we would have not gone for those severe dieting kind of things.
I actually don't say that it's bad to take care of what you eat or going through a diet. It's not bad. But what is important is that you shouldn't overdo it in a way that it would lead you to a sick, diseased person.
Yeah, it's not only like you're skipping eating and you're not eating your dinner or lunch.
Yeah, at least consult
a
person who's professional.
There are some behaviors today. You're forced to go for vomiting, go for excessive exercising.
Yeah,
that's not permitted. You're not, you know, you should not be allowing your body to do more work than it's supposed to, because you'll be questioned tomorrow. Your body in your hands.
What have you done to your body?
Because it's amana. It's a trust with us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our soul we have to nourish and decide through our, you know, soul and mental capabilities, how to behave with this body, how to behave with this trust of Allah. I am answerable for each and every single thing that I'm going to do in this world. You have eating disorders. And
also there is anorexia, not having this appetite for eating any food. And then that would lead into, even there are some movies about that. This girl who's suffering from anorexia, she's about to die just because she has entered a diet that was so harmful for her body. And we could see that a lot among girls nowadays. So let's go for a short break and then we'll be back with some more.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is the last word of today's episode. Well, Sister Zainab and I were talking about different issues regarding this perfect image of women that we wish to have. And then we said that, these people who create this image for me and they tell me that you have to imitate these guys, who are they to set the criteria for me? Isn't it against my freedom? Isn't it against my rights?
Right.
So I'm beautiful the way I am. Nobody else in this world would look like me. And I don't like to look like other people.
Right.
This uniqueness is more beautiful than being all the same, having the same shapes, having the same pictures, having the same, I don't know, hairstyle, whatever.
But at the same time, we have narrations wherein we are asked not to have excessive amount of food. When we say don't skip the food, we don't mean to say do have excessive amount of food.
Yeah.
Moderation is very necessary.
Exactly. We said it. We're not against being in shape. We're not against staying young,
right,
taking care of your body. But
you could go for a lot of narrations that talk about exercising. You
exactly.
could go for even Ayatollah Khamenei. You know, I was in a gym and I was amazed to see all around the posters about his statements, how important he considers exercising for women. So, no,
exactly.
It gave me a feeling of that upliftment and that freedom. Oh, wow, like women are treated this way in a particular country.
The thing which is important is that this dieting thing, this style of life that you should take care of every single thing you eat, or you put yourself in a pressure that, okay, I shouldn't get overweight, it must be your choice. It shouldn't be imposed on you. And then practicing to be like everybody else around as if you're in a competition, this is not a desired thing.
Right. Problem is here that instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, we should focus on nourishing our bodies with wholesome nutrients,
exactly.
The nutritious foods, or engage in the physical activity, as I'm telling you, for exercising, or maintain a balanced lifestyle. That's more important.
Exactly.
And also celebrate your achievements, celebrate your diversity, celebrate your inner qualities and achievements, rather than focusing on the external experience.
Yeah. Thank you, sister.
Rather than focusing on the external appearances.
Thank you very much. I am sure that we still can talk about this issue pretty much, because there are a lot of things that come out of it. But then in the end, I would say that this propaganda that's going everywhere, this thing that you see has been advertised everywhere, everybody is talking about it, this baby dolls, this Barbies that are everywhere, these are not the perfect picture of a woman. If they are trying to make these things look so conspicuous, it's because they want to distract you from the main purpose of your humanity, that is to improve yourself, as in being a good person. All the high, you know, the body of a woman has been into a spotlight, while her character, her personality, has got no importance right now. That's why we see how different are human beings. So take care of yourself. It's important to be in shape. It's important to go for gym. It's important to have fun for yourself. It's important to devote some time for your own benefit. But then do not get in the trap of these propagandas. That's all. Thank you, Muslim ladies. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.